across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, Sister Sledge there with We Are Family. I thought that was a very appropriate one because I'm welcoming into the studio this afternoon the Taylor family. I'm welcoming Hannah.
Hello.
Chris.
Hello, Alex.
And Siobhan.
Hi.
It's really lovely to have a family in, and you have decided to do something very different with your lives, haven't you? So can you just tell us, before we talk about your new venture, what you were doing before you decided to all come together? So, Siobhan?
Well, I've been a midwife for many years and a nurse prior to that, but midwife for at least the last 20, and officially retired in at the end of December for various reasons, health and family health, basically, and decided it was time to have a change of direction.
And what about you, Chris? What have you been doing up till now?
I've spent the last too long in corporate roles, mainly last 20 years in the City of London.
Commuting?
Doing the commute every day, which you don't realise how awful that is until you stop doing it, frankly.
I was about to say, I'd do one day and that would kill me. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, but, I don't anymore.
No, that's
quite,
right,
quite
yeah.
Pleased to say that. So, corporate jobs, sales and sales management, sales director roles for a number of companies. So.
And what about you, Hannah?
I was a primary school teacher up until August, and this has been a dream of ours that we can now put into place.
Yeah, so many people, as I've been telling people, that you're going to be a family, you're going to come together and you're setting up this community hub. The amount of people that said to me, oh, that's my dream, that's the thing I've always wanted to do. So you are living the dream, as it were. So what made you suddenly decide to start up a community hub and in the place that you found, which is it's called the Haddenham Cherry Tree, isn't it?
It's the Cherry Tree in Haddenham. Yeah, I should say that this is actually all Siobhan's fault because she decided she wanted to run something like this probably about 25 years ago. And it takes a while for me to react to these things, but we're getting there eventually, actually. We saw an opportunity in Haddenham. There were two traditional pubs. The Cherry Tree has been, I think it's fair to say, neglected over many years, actually. But it came up for sale about 6 months ago, and we saw an opportunity. So the three of us here today, along with our live-in manager-to-be, Chris, decided to reopen it as a licensed cafe. So serving specialist teas, really good coffee. So we're using Hot Numbers for our coffee.
Just down the road
just
from
down
us.
The road,
yep. Yep, very good.
So we're working with them. So during the day, serving light snacks, meals. But for those who want to drink, they can. It's a pub in that sense as well. So alcohol from 11 o'clock. It's so much more for us, though, than a pub. We've talked about it as a community hub because talking to people in the village and also the parish council, it's obvious there are a number of needs that are not being met for members of that community. So with that in mind, we have some kind of themes in the cafe as well, which is reflected in the areas we have. So we're going to kind of talk about those as we go through.
Yes, yeah. So before we go on to the themes, have you changed the decor? Does it feel like a pub inside, or are you going to do something a bit different?
It feels more like an upmarket coffee bar, I think.
Very nice.
Really.
Yeah.
And to say we've changed it inside is something of an understatement. We've had to rip it to bits.
Yeah.
Actually, it's completely gutted. Mm-hmm. Unrecognisable. It was, frankly, like the Black Hole of Calcutta before.
So people that might not feel very comfortable about coming into pubs, you know, either for various reasons,
yeah.
This is going to be it's going to be completely different. It's just a building that you've now changed into a community
hub.
And so, Siobhan, with your midwifery experience, you've got some themes going on here, haven't you? Tell me about those.
Just with the cutbacks, shall we say, that are around at the moment, particularly in community midwifery, I've noticed a lot of young women, mums-to-be, new mums, just finding that they haven't got anyone to turn to, and so that I don't miss out, because it's been such a passion of mine for so long, I felt it was important to have midwifery mornings where people can come along, get support, get advice, just have their babies away, talk to other mums, whatever you know, suits.
That sounds absolutely brilliant, because we were talking just off air that so many children's centres have closed down, which would have these would have had these services
absolutely.
As a drop-in centre, and there's nowhere for anyone to go unless you make a specific appointment with your doctor, and then you're going to be worried that someone's going to judge you. I'd say in a community like a cafe, I think it sounds like a brilliant idea.
Yeah, completely and non-judgmental.
I think. What you were saying was also that people that way feel they can open up about other things, or they can chat to other people.
Indeed.
They can meet other new young mums, and that's all really good for the community in the long term and everything.
Absolutely.
There's so much that
and even mums who getting fewer appointments if it's their second baby and sometimes feel a little bit left out there on their own, they can always pop in between their official midwife appointments and have a chat. I'm still a registered midwife, so I'm still able to give midwifery advice where
because you don't
needed.
Get very much once you leave hospital nowadays, do you? I don't think.
Not a huge amount.
Not being visited or anything. So, you know, I seem to remember, like you say, from first to second, it's quite a jump.
There's a jump.
And what about you, Hannah? You said because having been a primary school teacher, you're going to miss that part, but you are going to actually incorporate that into the hub.
Yeah, well, we've got one of our rooms is we're calling it the Enchanted Woodland Room.
Ooh.
So it's for children, young and old, to come in and join us, and I'm going to do messy play mornings, story time under the cherry tree, because we're going to have a cherry tree in there and a big mural of a woodland. So it will mean that I still get to work with children and still have my passion of working with children, just in a nice, relaxed.
But also, lovely. And I say, I think that's a fantastic thing for young parents.
Definitely.
When I mean young in children, not necessarily in age, because I'd like it as well. It is to be able to come in a very safe environment and you meet other people. I was out to dinner last night with five friends that we made friends at antenatal last night. Mm-hmm. And we were saying, you can't believe that, you know, that's 25 years down the line now, and we still go out for dinner and we're the closest of friends, and you can talk about all sorts of rubbish with them. And so that's where you make friends like that, isn't it? It's going to be really good. So what about yourself, Chris? What are they going to make you do?
Everything else, basically, Alex. But I think the other rooms in the business. So Hannah's mentioned the kind of child friendly area. There's a big lounge area, which is it's now a lovely space actually, which I think will be good for relaxation. And there'll be some areas you can work on a laptop, do that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Chill out in there.
Presume you'll have Wi-Fi. Oh,
we will have Wi-Fi, and you'll be able to charge your iPhone and your iPad and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. The other room is currently scheduled to be a kind of dog-friendly area, because lots of people in the village have said they'd like somewhere they can go and have a coffee, a tea, a snack or a beer and take the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking to provide something for everybody in that respect. And we've also, you asked us about changing the look of the place. The garden is completely different now as well. So that's a really nice kind of Mediterranean patio space.
Mm, lovely.
So we're hoping that will get utilised, particularly in the summer.
And I noticed in some of the notes you sent me as well, you're going to do bike repair cafe, which is also another great idea.
Yeah, that's actually one of my friends who works for the council, but he is really keen to get people out on the bike. And he's going to do maintenance and just sort of getting people together to talk about bikes, and we're hoping to put it on the bike map so that people will come and join us.
Yeah, come for a ride and
and
stop off and have their lunch or whatever.
Yeah,
so that sounds a great idea. Mm-hmm. Now, that's interesting, you're saying that you're going to break it down into different rooms, because generally as a pub you kind of think of two big places, if that, or if just one. So you actually got areas that you can kind of shut off or do other things in, which...
Yeah, not shut off exactly, but they're kind of allocated to those uses, but people will be able to move around between them, actually.
And will you be thinking about sort of doing, when you said about nice spaces, doing things like yoga, Pilates, or will you be getting people in, perhaps, or is that what your aim might be?
Very possibly. We want to... It's going to evolve, I think.
Right, yes, of course.
We're going to start off and just see what suggestions come in, what the local community would like to see there, because we're open to all suggestions. We've got a space, so we can, you know, we can utilise it how it best fits in with the local community. And I think that would be...
Yeah, so you're open to all ideas at the moment,
absolutely,
aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when do you hope to be open?
We're currently
don't look at me like that.
It's been a kind of moving feast because of the neglect to the building. We've done a major renovation, and every time you open a cupboard, something else horrible falls out, and it's pushed things back a little bit. But we're now aiming for the weekend of the 5th of October.
Okay.
And we'll do a proper opening event on either the Saturday or the Sunday. And we'll be open thereafter.
And you'll let us know when that is so we can publicise that one.
Yeah.
And Hannah, you were saying if people want to get in touch beforehand or, you know, they want to see your progress, where should they go to?
We have a Facebook page, which is Haddenham Cherry Tree, an Instagram page, again, Haddenham Cherry Tree, or they can email us at haddenhamcherrytree@gmail.com.
Oh, it's very easy, isn't it? Well, yeah. Thank you so much to all three of you for coming in. And thank it you. Sounds absolutely fantastic. I think anyone around that area will be really lucky, and also, like you say, hopefully it'll become a destination point for people to come out to and spend some time. Good luck with it all, and I look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Thank you very much. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, hope so.
Thank you.
I'm now going to look at what's going on the travel as it's just coming up to 20 to 2.